Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The topic at hand, Mitchell Trubisky, who I think has the ability and the wherewithal to be a highly successful quarterback in the league. But as you know, you don't judge a fish on its ability to climb a tree. And in this situation, for far too long, Mitchell's skill set has been thrown to the wayside, and there's been an attempt to make him do things that maybe he feels uncomfortable doing. And I can tell you this, when the play breaks down and Mitchell doesn't have to think and he can just react, there's not a guy who I'd rather have the ball in his hand.
Former Bears offensive lineman Kyle Long on 670 The Score with Zach Zaidman and Mark Grote. It is Memorial Day 2020. That's what it is. Monday, May 25th is the day to which you are waking up, hopefully. And you are hearing the voices of Bruce Levine and me, Mark Grote. We are in for Dan Bernstein until noon today. Lots to come on the show still, including the one and only Les Grobstein, who will kick it with us at about 11:40. Right now, though, let's talk a whole bunch of Chicago Bears as we welcome into the program from the Chicago Tribune. He is Brad Biggs. How you doing, Brad?
I'm doing very well. How are you guys today?
We're hanging in there, man. We are obviously indoors right now. I'm looking forward to getting to the outside portion of life in about an hour from right now. But, Brad, we heard Kyle Long talking about the quarterback competition coming in right there. And I want to ask you, can we even call it a QB competition at this point? And might they have to kind of depend on a preconceived idea of who they think right now would be the starting quarterback, considering how little on-field time it appears they're going to get to compete for this job?
Well, I don't know that they've lost any real time for a competition here yet. They haven't started OTAs, which will be done virtually, it appears. And that would be the first time they're really missing, you know, an opportunity for work on the field. Is that going to throw this whole thing off? I don't think so. To me, the idea that there's going to be a big competition, a real competition, is something that starts in earnest in training camp. I think you could develop some ideas, perhaps, during OTAs, in a vet mini camp, but I don't think they have to call the thing off. I think it's Nick Foles' job to lose at this point. That's kind of my opinion, based on them going out and getting him and his relationship with the head coach Matt Nagy, the experience he's had with other assistants on the staff now. If they were comfortable with Mitch Trubisky, they don't go out and bring in a quarterback that they're going to guarantee $21 million to. So by virtue of that, I think he's kind of in the driver's seat, Foles that is. But we'll have to see what shakes out. And hopefully they could do something like open up training camp on time. We'll have to wait and see.
Brad, great to talk to you. Thanks for taking some time out today for me and Mark as well. And I'm wondering, as we move toward a training camp and what that's going to look like, It's pretty much on record that Nagy has pretty much said that he will look at playing exhibition games, if we have them, differently this year with his regulars. What concepts do you think he learned from last year, and what do you think he has to use moving forward to prepare his team for a regular season?
Yeah, I honestly think the whole starters barely doing anything in preseason last year was totally overblown. That's my opinion. I think it didn't really have much of an effect on the season. I mean, let's look at the numbers. If you say, okay, what's sort of the average, or what did guys used to play in the preseason in terms of snaps? And I think if you go back to look at John Fox when he first came in as the head coach, John Fox, kind of an old school guy who believes in getting the players lathered up a little bit in preseason, pretty consistent beliefs with a lot of the other coaches in the league, at least at the time. The starters on offense when Fox came in were getting like 65, 70 snaps total during preseason. And so if Nagy rolls those guys out there and they barely play at all, okay, what's the impact on their performance during the regular season? I have a hard time believing that, you know, 60, 65 snaps is really going to create a difference come week one of the regular season, week two of the regular season. Why are the Bears struggling in week seven? Because they didn't play in the preseason. I think that was something that people kind of wrapped their arms around. And honestly, I think it was an excuse that people were sort of clutching to, hoping that that was the explanation for why they sort of had a bumpy start last season. That's a much easier thing to accept if you're a Bears fan than, and maybe the talent's not quite what we thought it was. You know, what are you more comfortable doing? Blaming the coach for not playing the guys in the preseason? Or, yeah, maybe this offense just isn't that good, period. I don't know. But, yeah, he's going to play them this year, provided they have a normal preseason or a close to normal preseason. And that'll be part of the evaluation process. And the challenge for the coaching staff will be creating equal scenarios, sort of a level playing field where they're each getting the same amount of time with Allen Robinson, with the starting offensive lineman, with Jimmy Graham. You know, so they've got to sort of balance that out and also hopefully have them in similar positions. You don't want one guy starting every possession inside his own 15-yard line while the other guy has got a couple possessions that he's starting at midfield. So it's going to be interesting to watch as it unfolds. But I personally just think the idea of preseason action having really anything to do with the regular season is way overstated.
Of Brad Biggs, covers the Bears for the Chicago Tribune, along with Bruce Levine. I'm Mark Rohde here on The Score until noon today, at which time Lawrence Holmes will take over. Brad, we all know the Bears will be better if the offense gets closer in productivity to what the defense has done and likely will continue to do based on the talent that exists on the defensive side of the ball. Do you think the offense is better now based on what they have tweaked on the roster by additions in free agency and in the draft?
I think that is TBD. You know, are they going to be significantly better at the quarterback position? Are they going to be better on the offensive line? Can some of these other skill position players, other than Allen Robinson, elevate their game? And I think they've got a chance to be better at wide receiver. Certainly they've got a chance to be better at quarterback. And you would believe that on the offensive line, some of those guys would bounce back and just simply go out and individually have a better season. And if a few of those things happen, if they're more consistent, absolutely, they've got an opportunity to be better on offense, and they need to be. They need to be better across the board on offense this season. I think there's, cautious optimism is probably warranted here, because I think that offensive line is better than it showed last year. Is it great? Probably not, but it's got the capability of being better. And so if they get improvements at quarterback, that's going to make everything else a little bit better. It should. So we'll have to see. But, yeah, I think cautious optimism is how I would term it.
Brad, the perception of the Bears going into last season was the defense is so good that if you can just score 17 to 20 points a game, the defense is going to do the rest. Was that defense overrated, but was or in your opinion, that's correct and they'll have the same perception going into this season? Or is there some quality of play that has to improve on defense as well for them to be back into a dominant status?
Yeah, the defense was very good last year. It wasn't quite as dominant as it was in 2018. But, you know, you nailed it. They couldn't score 17 points a game. So that the defense was put in a tough spot. I mean, that's hard, really hard for a defense to have to go out and know that it's got to carry the load week in and week out, especially when you're going up against a team that, A, either has a really good offense or a really good defense, where you know your offense is going to struggle to do a whole lot that week. I think they've got a chance to have a very good defense again. They're going to be a little bit different with hopefully some more pass rush ability. Robert Quinn should add an element of that, should take some pressure hopefully off Khalil Mack, who can have a better season. I don't know that they're going to be quite as good in coverage or against the run, but they've got some really good players to help in areas like that with Roquan and Danny Trevathan, and I like what they've done at safety. So, yeah, they should be really good on defense. They just need to be a little bit more balanced as an entire team to hopefully improve and go upward off that 8-8 mark.
Brad, I really like what you said about the offensive line, and I know how closely you in particular pay attention to that offensive line, and with the point being that it can be better than it was last year with the existing guys just having better years this year. There were a lot of penalties last year. My question to you about the offensive line, though, is it possible that the configuration changes again, as in James Daniels maybe goes back to center? And then what about the right guard position? Do you see Rashad Coward competing for that spot with Fetty, or is there going to be a change there?
Well, no, I don't think that there'll be change in Cody Whitehair and James Daniels again. They've got to, you know, pick one and stay with it. And they felt that they did better as a unit and that those guys maybe did a little bit better individually, at least Daniels, after they made the switch halfway through last season and put James back at left guard and Cody at center. At right guard, Rashad Coward, I just don't think he played very well last year. So could he be in the mix? Yeah, the one sort of unknown we've got right now is you've got a new guy in charge of the line. So how is Juan Castillo going to evaluate these players? Juan Castillo is obviously going to have a ton of input in any moves or decisions they make with the offensive line. He hasn't worked with these guys yet. Just like we talked about the quarterback competition not getting going, he hasn't seen these guys other than over Zoom or, you know, whatever social media platform they're using to conduct their O-line meetings. So I think Coward could have a chance, but I think he's probably a long shot at this point to regain that starting job. I would have to think that without them even putting a uniform on, Fetty's probably the front runner for that position right now. But a lot can change once they put the pads on, hopefully during a normal or at least somewhat normal training camp.
Obviously, after 2018, the Bears were sure they had their guy in Ryan Pace. He signed through 2021. What do you think the perception is in Hallis Hall right now about Pace going into this season? And is this a year that the Bears have to really shine and go to the playoffs for him to be looked at as the future man in charge of Bears operation?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I think a lot of it depends on how this season, you know, shakes out. If it's a really good season, it'll be the second time in 3 years that the Bears have gone out and played really good football. And, you know, that's when you start talking about moving towards something that they've lacked forever, which is consistency, which is sustained success. That's been very difficult for the Bears to achieve. If not, you know, what are the factors that went into the performance this coming season? I don't know. It's good. Listen, this is going to be an unusual football season for every team. I don't think there's any questioning that right now. So, you know, let's see how they perform. Let's see if they can get better performance at the quarterback position, no matter who's playing. You know, there's going to be some key questions that I think need to be answered, but the reality is George McCaskey's not going to make a decision on that now, and George might not even consider something at that position at the end of the season. They've been active again this offseason. You know, Pace has been very aggressive in the time he's been here. He's been decisive. Some of those moves have worked. Some have not worked as well, which is the story everywhere. You know, I get the question almost weekly, you know, when I do a mailbag for the Tribune is, what's the future of Ryan Pace after this season if they don't do well? And it's like, well, you know, I don't know. I mean, that's if I had a crystal ball right now, I'd try to figure out the pandemic. And then maybe after that, the football season. But we will, we'll have to see. At this time a year ago, though, I do know this. 12 months ago, boy, Ryan Pace probably could have gone in most restaurants in Chicago and not had to pay for a meal, right?
Absolutely. He was the executive of the year, Biggs. I mean, like he had a great year. I mean, it's just the nature of the NFL. It is so in every regard, the NFL is year to year in terms of winning and losing, and then subsequently the reactions that fans have. I do think, Brad, that the rough draft to me is I think I like his draft this year at the top, Cole Kmet and Jalen Johnson. My question to you about both of those guys, because I've had differing opinions from people who really know the sport, are Cole Kmet and Jalen Johnson plug and play day one starters?
Well, yeah, I think Jalen Johnson is going to be the starter at corner. If he's not at the beginning of the season, he ought to be early in the season. And Cole Kmet, you're talking about a guy who I believe will play a lot this year. Is he a starter? I mean, that tight end thing's a little interesting. That probably will be overblown a little bit. To me, at the tight end and wide receiver position, it's almost more important to evaluate snaps and playing time than it is who was on the field to start the game. But, yeah, I could see Cole Kmet, if he has a really strong season and plays well, I could see him probably being involved on, you know, 50% of the snaps, something to that effect. It's just going to depend on how much they want to use that tight end position and how much they can throw at him as a rookie in that wide tight end position where he's going to be blocking, but they feel like he's got some upside as a receiver as well. Certainly displayed that during his time at Notre Dame. So, yeah, he's going to play, and I think Johnson starts.
Yeah, it's interesting with Kmet, as you just laid out, Brad, the fact that he's a big body. He's a prototypical body type for tight end, but he's more maybe wide receiver than tight end, or just someone to occupy the middle of the field, give a strong option and a guy that can break a tackle and maybe move a ball 25, 30 yards down the field, as opposed to the grind it out every play tight end.
Yeah, well, and they think he's got a lot of upside as a blocker. You know, that he's certainly got the frame for that. He ought to be able to develop, I think, in that regard. So they feel really good about him, and as they should, and I think they feel really good about Jalen Johnson. So I know this, they need a much bigger impact from their rookie class this year than they got a year ago. And right now, you'd have to feel optimistic about that happening. And I believe that you got to feel like there's a chance David Montgomery their top pick from a year ago can come back and have a better and more consistent and productive season as well.
Brad, appreciate your time. When's the next mailbag coming out, man?
Probably this Wednesday, a couple days.
Nice. Love the mail.
Always very thorough. How many questions there are.
The questions are thorough, as are the answers. It seems like you have fun with that. Am I right with that?
No, that's a good time. I think the great thing about doing something like that is you get a real good picture of what the temperature's like for the fan base. Now, some people are always a little skewed and out there in all directions, you know, positive, negative, that type of thing. But you get an idea for the temperature of the fan base, I think, when you do something like that.
Appreciate Brad, thanks, it, Brad. Man. I appreciate you coming out on the holiday, bro.
All right, have a great day, guys. Stay safe.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.